You are listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032, extension 203. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Sam Tallner, John Pacheco, Dan Raphael, Ray Bodwell, Grace Ann Smith, and Dalat Badulo. Our producer is Theo Burke. Special thanks to Free Speech Radio News. Our engineer tonight is David Kesters. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Lisa Loving. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You can find us on Facebook and on Twitter at KBOO News. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath at 104.3 FM, and K220HR in Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Brian Pritchett.
And I'm Grace Ann Smith. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO, at 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, Doug McVeigh guest hosts Voices from the Edge Talk Radio. His topic is public drug use. His guests include makers of the documentary Safer Spaces, a community discussion on public drug use, health, and community safety. At 9, Teresa Mitchell hosts Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know. At 9:30, Per Foggering hosts a combo plate program, Creditors and Predators, Debt and Destruction, and Other Hot Items. At 10, Air Cascadia is off. We'll go to Flashpoints, investigative news radio with Dennis Bernstein. And at 11, on Between the Covers, host David Naiman speaks with Rob Spillman about his memoir, All Tomorrow's Parties. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. Not a current member? You can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate. Good night, Brian.
Good night, Grace Ann.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Hi. All right, everyone, welcome back. It is time now for News from the Boo, our weekly roundup that we hear right after the news on Wednesdays, where we speak to a conscientiously curated collection of personnel here at KBOO about things going on at the station and in the greater listening community. Tonight, we will be talking with KBOO board member Jen Davis. Hello, Jen.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm very well.
Excellent. Well, let's start off with some background. Tell us about yourself and how you originally got involved with KBOO.
I've been involved with KBOO on and off for about 30 years. I first got involved helping out with membership drives. Just love listening to KBOO when I was young. It just really, I think, did a lot to help make me the activist that I am today. And through the years, I've done various programs with KBOO. I've sometimes subbed for the dirt bag because I grow lots of my own food and I raise bees. And I've done some radio shows, particularly on homelessness and food and bee issues. And myself, I raise bees and I teach classes about them, and I grow a lot of my food. I'm an urban farmer, and I'm on the board of KBOO, and was very delighted to do it.
Since you raised the topic of bees, how are your hives doing this year?
Well, I raise native mason bees, so they're actually solitary bees. They're not in colonies. But my native bees they have a very different foraging pattern than honeybees, so they'll only go 300 feet from their home typically. So I only raise them on organic pasture. And because I'm very particular about where I site them, I have very healthy stock, I'm happy to say. About 60,000 bees I distributed this year to different farms and gardens around the Northwest. But unfortunately, the honeybees are really struggling. I know 2 years ago, the Portland Urban Beekeepers did a census and found that of the managed honeybee hives here in Portland, we had a 42% loss. And that's a whole nother show I could go into why that's happening. But that's one of the issues that I work on. As a beekeeper, I also have an organization called Bee Friendly Portland. And our organization works to educate people about ways they can support and protect our bees.
All right, returning back to KBOO, you're currently on the board. How did that come about, and what is your role on the board?
Well, I was asked by some folks that are KBOO volunteers and supporters to run for the board, and the reason is because they knew that I had a history of very serious activism, and I'm a fierce fighter for that which I love, including KBOO. I've been, KBOO listener for 30 years now, and I just think that it's one of the most important aspects of Portland. I think that really so much of the things that we enjoy here in Portland, sort of a environmental idealism and community activities, activism, really has so much to do with KBOO, also the local music scene. So I just love KBOO, and I was proud to run for the board and very honored to be on it. And I was vice president, but I served up my term already, and so this is my final year serving on the board as KBOO. I'll be stepping down when the next election comes this fall.
This will be, to you, a very obvious and perhaps dumb question, but I guarantee it won't be for most listeners. What does the board do?
Well, that's a good question. The board is important because basically our first mandate is to make sure that the operations of KBOO are falling within legal guidelines. So we need to make sure that the FCC requirements that we're supposed to fulfill and the other legal obligations of the station are being fulfilled, and that we're not doing anything that would cause us problems with the law. We work to make sure that our budget is being managed properly, our finances are being managed properly, and we help to vote on important issues, such as we recently were able to participate with a lot of KBOO volunteers in the formation of a new KBOO mission and a new KBOO vision statement. And so that's an example of something that the board does. Also, the board members, each board member serves on one or more committees. And that's also a very important function of the board members. We help to sort of make sure that committees are running well at KBOO, and committees are really sort of the glue that keeps KBOO, different KBOO functions running smoothly and helps us to communicate with each other. And so there are different committees that you can serve on.
Does the function of the board remain sort of consistent throughout the year, or is it cyclical and as the seasons pass that the roles of the board change over time?
Right. Well, we do vote on the budget. We vote on a new budget, and whenever there a new fiscal year comes, and we do certain activities. It really depends on which committee that you're on as to what activities you're going to be doing on the board. But generally speaking, as a regular, we meet the fourth Monday of every month, and anyone is welcome to come and see our board meeting in action. It's here at KBOO, and it's open to the public. And we're just every month looking at where we at with our finances. We're getting a staff and manager report and see what they're doing. We're helping them to troubleshoot with any problems that may arise, if there are any legal issues that come up, or any fiscal concerns, then we address those.
When it comes to decision making, does the board operate on a straight vote, or does it operate on consensus, or something entirely different?
We don't do consensus. We do a vote. And but I have to say that I'm very pleased with our board. We are, I think this is a very, very healthy board that KBOO has right now. Everyone is getting along very well, and we're very able to communicate our concerns and our thoughts with each other without acrimony. And I think that we've been able to have very productive meetings. Generally, we have mostly consensus in most of the items that we address.
When it comes to committees and work groups, if people were interested in participating with those, where could they find a list of what all the standing committees and groups are?
Sure. Well, those are listed on the KBOO website, so you can go to the KBOO homepage, and you'll see a link there for the KBOO committees, and you certainly can see the schedule for when those occur. They're also listed in our lobby on the board behind the receptionist desk. And if you have any further questions, you're welcome to call Ani, our volunteer coordinator, and she can give you more information. And if you are a KBOO member, then you can just come and join any one of our committees. And after you've attended three different committee meetings, then you have the right to vote in those meetings. And we always need more participants. I mean, it's a wonderful way to sort of get your feet wet and what's going on at KBOO. You're going to meet awesome people. I've had so much fun doing volunteer work at KBOO, and I met just the most wonderful people. And you get to do things that are really meaningful for KBOO and the community.
Just to whet people's appetites, what are some examples of some of the committees that you've served on or that you are currently on?
Right. Well, the main committee that I've served on the entire time that I've been on the board now for 3 years has been the events committee. And I got involved with that committee because I have a background of coordinating events and development type scenarios. And we do everything from coordinate the book and record sale, which is the KBOO's legendary book and record sale. You should not miss it. It's coming up this fall. And we participate in local parades like the Pride Parade, Good in the Hood Parade. We also do special events like dances or concerts. I also coordinate two monthly events at the Clinton Street Theater for KBOO. On the second Thursday of every month, we have a film or performance or speaker come, and that's the Clinton Street Theater is fantastic. They give us that space for free and let us keep all the proceeds. And then on the second Thursday of the month, we do a music event, generally around jazz. And so that's been fabulous. Actually, it's the second Wednesday or Thursday. We're actually having an event tonight that is, it's called The Three-Sided Dream. It's about Black activist, visionary, musical genius, Rashawn Roland Kirk. And folks can come out. It's at 7 o'clock tonight at the Clinton Street Theater, and it's going to be really fabulous.
By all accounts, you're really, really good at putting together events. Do you worry that there's going to be kind of a vacuum left when you retire from the board? And do you have some sort of plan to transition all of that body of knowledge that you have to the next person who steps into that role?
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I'm actually intending on continuing on as a volunteer at KBOO, even though I won't be on the board. I decided not to run for the board again this fall because I've actually, unfortunately, had to be dealing with air quality issues a great deal. I live in the bullseye glass hot zone, and I have children, and we've had health issues. So I'm stepping back for a while so that I can focus on air quality issues and also do a little bit of extra work in the bee issue. But we're just going to continue doing lots of events. And if anyone is out there and you're excited about events, we always can use more people on our team. And there are other awesome committees that you can volunteer for. For example, there's the programming committee where you can come and have a say in what goes on in the programming in KBOO and put in your insights. There's the governance committee where you can get involved with the rulemaking at KBOO because, you know, we do have to have certain rules of governance so that we're all on the same page of which direction we're going in. There's the strategic planning committee, and that's a really interesting committee that's basically helping to formulate the vision for where KBOO is going in the future. So that's an interesting committee, and there are a bunch of others. You can check them out on the KBOO website.
When you first got on the board, what was the one thing that you found the most surprising about what the board was doing that totally challenged your expectations or went just beyond any expectations that you had?
Well, this is my third board, so I kind of had some idea of what I was getting into. I do have to say that when we came on, it was at a really difficult time for KBOO, one of the most difficult times in KBOO's history. We nearly lost all of our staff. We had a lot of problems going on. We had some bad press. There was a big turnover in our management. And so our board was really charged with huge responsibilities. And we ended up having to actually hire new managers. And I'm very pleased that I was able to serve on the team that hired Mike and Monica Beamer and Mike Crenshaw, who just have been fabulous station co-managers. And now Mike has stepped aside from that position and Monica continues on, and we're absolutely thrilled and honored that she's running the place. She's doing a fabulous job.
Hopefully she's listening to this right
That's
now.
That's right. We love you, Monica.
So we only have about a half minute left. Is there anything else that you would like the KBOO listeners to know about you or the board or the station or anything else? Yeah. Now's your chance.
Well, I really encourage, if you're out there and you're thinking, I wouldn't mind to run for the board, I would say if you really love KBOO and you really have the time, a lot of people run for boards, but they don't really have the time to participate. You know, but if you have time and the vision and the love to run, I really encourage you to do that. It doesn't take a special degree. It doesn't even take special skills. What it takes is passion and time and commitment. And of course, it helps if you have a background in finance or whatever. But definitely, if you want to run, you should just go ahead and run and let people know about your love, and maybe you'll get elected. And it's a great way to support and help KBOO.
Well, thank you very much, Jen. Hopefully when things get a little more settled around the home front, you can come back in and get even further involved. Jen Davis is a current member of the KBOO Board of Directors and perhaps future member as well. That's it for KBOO, for news from the BOO tonight. We will hear from all of you, and you will hear from us again next Wednesday after the news. Have a great night.
This is KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the Real Cool Film Series at the Clinton Street Theater. The film this month, The Case of the Three-Sided Dream, showing Wednesday, June 15th at 7 p.m. The Case of the Three-Sided Dream tells the story